USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An accelerating tropical storm, Isaias, is now heading for the Mid-Atlantic's door, headed for New York and southeastern New England earlier than previously expected. Flooding risks in the Mid-Atlantic will persist for the rest of today, and the storm did spawn several tornadoes in its path. In Maryland, there were at least four, two of which have been confirmed already by the National Weather Service. And earlier, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said at least one person was killed and a number of people badly injured as the storm spawned a tornado that raced through the community of Windsor, a small town near the coast in the northeast part of the state. That tornado hitting between 10 and 15 mobile homes. Initially seen as reluctant to wear one himself, President Trump is now emailing supporters, encouraging them to wear masks when social distancing isn't possible. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just, plain old fashioned, feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump and his company facing a probe of alleged insurance and bank fraud, according to Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance Jr., who yesterday made a court filing seeking the president's tax returns. The new filing in Manhattan federal court disclosing that his investigation is broader than looking into the Trump Organization and supposed hush money payments to two women who claimed that they had affairs with the president before his election. President Trump commenting to reporters about it late yesterday.
It's Democrat stuff. They failed with Mueller. They failed with everything. They failed with Congress. They failed at every stage of the game. This has been going on for 3.5, 4 years, even before I got in.
The man who helped design the first modern computer mouse over 50 years ago has passed away. William English died in California about a week ago at the age of 91. It's just been confirmed today. He, along with Douglas Engelbart, designed the first modern computer mouse in 1968. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Dayton, Ohio will today mark a tragic anniversary, observing 9 minutes of silence for the victims of last year's deadly shooting at a bar in that city. 9 people were killed, more than a dozen injured, when a man with a gun simply opened fire, the shooting happening less than 24 hours after a massacre in El Paso, Texas, left nearly 24 people dead, making it one of the deadliest weekends in recent history. The Arkansas Secretary of State's office has received documents from rapper Kanye West to be placed on the state's presidential ballot. They confirmed on Monday that West has filed to run as an independent, with running mate Michelle Tidball, a biblical life coach from Wyoming. Now, if approved, Arkansas could join Oklahoma as the second state in the nation where West has qualified to be on the presidential ballot. West has already missed deadlines to appear, though, on the ballot in 9 other states, including Texas and Florida. And roller coaster riders in Japan can't scream, but at least they can look like they're screaming. A number of theme parks have no screaming rules because they want to avoid spreading the virus, but one park is offering 5 different stickers for face masks that appear to have screaming mouths on them. The idea is to give visitors a chance to show how excited they are, even if they can't actually sound excited. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.